My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
It's the our offer to you to join the digital music revolution if you've been reticent, if you've been worried, you've been, I'll get to that later. We're going to make it super easy for you. Any of the Data Doctor stores for the next, I believe, 2 weeks. Till the 8th of October, right?
You believe and you are absolutely correct.
And you can learn about this at datadoctors.com/music. We worked real hard to get all this stuff to you guys for free, so please take advantage of it if, in fact, it makes sense to you.
Use us.
Take any and all CDs you have, as many as you want, the first 25 are free, to any Data Doctors location, and we'll get those transferred professionally at a much higher bit rate than the default. So in other words, the music's going to sound a little better, actually a lot better, in virtually everything you play it on, especially if you plan to use it on a stereo. You don't have to have a music player for this to make sense. Like I said, turn your home computer. It's a wonderful jukebox. And what's great about it is you can just copy the songs you like. So now you have a jukebox that has no bad songs. I mean, come on. Isn't that the best?
It is the best. It's the absolute best, and it's like almost unlimited capacity with drive sizes the way they are. I think if you had all the music that was made in the world, it would be pretty tough to fill some of the bigger hard drives these days.
Or you just get another one and just keep going.
There you go.
So if you're fortunate enough to have your computer near your stereo system, and even if you're not, there's multiple wireless ways, but if it's a real close proximity, it's simply a purchase of an inexpensive cable, and you are ready to go. You can start using your computer as a jukebox. And that link is on our website as well, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and learn more about that. Or you can call like Paul did. Paul's going to call or has a question about LimeWire.
And or LimeWire Pro.
Are you a pirate, Paul?
Is that illegal to, not illegal, but is that considered stealing, do you think?
Do we think or
well,
do we know?
Well, let's see. Is this something you'd normally have to pay for that you're getting for free by going through LimeWire?
Well, I did have LimeWire, and then I actually got the LimeWire Pro for like $20.
Answer the question.
And it's unlimited music for $20.
The question is, I paid for it. So who did I pay?
You paid who for what?
I paid LimeWire to get the Pro.
Okay, but what does that mean? Then for $20, you can download $10,000 worth of music. Does that make any kind of economic sense in this capitalist society we're in?
Well, you know, I can understand what he's thinking. For example, you go down to the local video store,
yeah,
and they have deals now these days that you can pay a monthly fee, and you can rent as much as you can possibly even think about.
But that I understand
for that monthly
you're paying
fee.
Every month. You're not paying right? Every month here, right?
No.
You paid one time $20.
One time, right.
And what do you think you're going to get for that $20? What did you think you were getting by paying that $20?
Unlimited legal music downloads.
Well, what it did say is it would speed up the process, speed up the downloading process.
Yes, you could steal faster. That is correct.
Stealing. That's an interesting term, actually.
If you're downloading copyrighted music and not paying anybody for it, that, my friend, is stealing. It is shoplifting on the digital level. It's no different than you going in and walking in Walgreens and snagging a CD, sticking it in your pocket, and walking out. You're doing the same thing. Truly. Now, it's all been kind of warmed over by a lot of people's rhetoric about this, that, and the other, and how, unethical it is that the music companies have this stranglehold on us and force us to pay $15 for an album and all that stuff. But why is it that iTunes charges 99 cents a song and LimeWire doesn't charge anything per song? What's the difference there?
I have no idea, actually. But the thing is,
Why do you think downloading music without paying anybody for each song is legal?
Because it's available, I suppose.
Okay! Hey, I like that! Hey, I'm going to go get me a Corvette today.
I didn't realize those were available as well. I'll get one of those.
Yeah, download a Corvette. Why stop at songs? I mean, No, truly, what you're engaging in, absolutely, if it's a commercial, copyrighted song and you're downloading it through LimeWire, you and all your brethren out there that are sharing, because what you're doing is you're actually making a copy of somebody else's music file on their computer. That's what LimeWire is. It's a peer-to-peer file-sharing network. If the file you're downloading is not copyrighted, like some bands that aren't signed by a label, will put their music out there for people to download free, but they'll tell you that. And usually they'll tell you that through their website. You don't have to go through LimeWire.
So the trouble is, for you as a consumer, you've got to kind of look at is it, if it's too good to be true, it probably is factor versus trying to look and sift through, because you're looking at this music out there, and pretty much if you've ever heard of the band or if it's something commercially played on any radio station or you can buy the CD in any store, then
it's
getting the music from LimeWire is illegal.
Let me ask you, Paul, what do you do for a living?
I'm an apartment manager.
Okay. What if people were to start using the apartments that you manage without paying you every month? Would that be something that you'd have a problem with?
I'm sure the owners would, but the way...
But these artists make this music so that people buy it and they make money.
Right, I understand that. I'm new to this whole computer thing anyway. I might be pretty old, but I'm new to it. But who can you hold responsible for making it available? I mean, the LimeWire?
You know what? That's a... As you can hear, that's a very good question. And if you don't mind holding, I'd love to continue this conversation, because there's a lot of information. I think a lot of people have that same kind of misunderstanding, and I'd love to continue this if you can hang on.
We can do that.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. It's the Computer Corner. We're going to get into the whole legal part of downloading music here when we come back.
Is it illegal? Is it not? Inquiring minds want to know. We're going to tell you when we come back. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, back right after the news.